Leading professional MCAD program just got better, SOLIDWORKS 2022. The most anticipated event all year for a SOLIDWORKS user is the unveiling of the new release. This happens every year, like clockwork. Usually, we attend the unveiling at Dassault Systèmes North America headquarters to give the next version our undivided attention, but this year we watch from the comfort of our office. Thanks, COVID. However, there's a lot to be said for the virtual events we have all been forced into. There are no airports, little schedule upheaval, less cost for event producers, and no cost for attendees. From an office command center, it is far easier to take notes, and I am loving pausing and repeating the presentation. It's a bit awkward to do that at a live media event. It seems to make no difference to John Paolo Bossi, CEO of SOLIDWORKS, who seems equally at home in front of a camera as he is on stage at a live event, though I'm sure he misses the applause some of the enhancements would be sure to elicit from a live audience of users. For 15 minutes straight, we are treated to one enhancement of SOLIDWORKS after another in rapid succession. Only with frequent pausing were we able to record them and list them below. The same done at a live event would have had many of the enhancements sailing overhead, barely registering and unrecorded, a crime against the developers who have worked diligently to create them. We'll list them here. For creating parts, you can leverage a mesh body to create solid geometry. The Parasolid engine used by many solid modelers has been increasing its capabilities with meshes, expanding beyond BREP geometry, and SOLIDWORKS appears to be tapping into those enhancements. The slicing tool lets you slice a mesh into sections at wherever you select a point. You can modify individual instances in a component pattern. For example, if a hole along a bolt circle needs to move, you can now move it. SOLIDWORKS 2022, you now have access to configurations in Large Design Review. You can lock rotation on all components simultaneously. You can now quickly display parent/child relationships. Not to be forgotten are drawings, which SOLIDWORKS users continue to be stuck with, regardless of a future that promises to be paper-free. Dumb geometry no more. You can add features to geometry not created in SOLIDWORKS, including meshes, using more of the hybrid modeling that Parasolid has added. Massive drawings now open in seconds, regardless of size, says SOLIDWORKS. Also, panning and zooming is faster for large drawings. Phew. We rest, though we are far from done. A look at what's new reveals more enhancements and more detail about them, a list a mile long. We will plow through more of it with a series of articles on EngineersRule.com, going deeper into what our expert users consider the most significant and useful enhancements. We are only 15 minutes into a two-hour-long reveal. There is quite a bit more to follow. Already we are impressed by the amount of enhancements Dassault Systèmes has been able to make on what is arguably a mature CAD program, and one that enjoys a comfortable lead over its competition. SOLIDWORKS could have addressed only pain points, the necessary fixes, picked off low-hanging fruit from a tall tree of user requests, pretended its annual update was major, even skipped an update altogether, all without giving up its lead. But they did nothing of the sort. To their credit, they have kept improving, finding ways to increase the product's usability, filling in whatever gaps that develop either from competition or technological advances, giving their users little reason to look elsewhere. Even users that grumble of a big program getting unwieldy, models too often failing to rebuild, a toolbox that overflows, etc., have to concede that a program in which they are invested continues to improve and is something to stick with. Furthermore, they can recommend it to others with a clear conscience, knowing the few reservations they have are minor, all things considered. We have become accustomed to large-scale flagship product reveals by the big four of CAD to be opportunities to promote themselves, sell their vision, sell more product, and that still may happen. The day is young. But so far, this introduction to SOLIDWORKS 2022 with a long lead-in of improvements has been a joy to users. Will this product/user-first approach carry forward to the annual user meeting, 3D Experience World, February 6-9, 2022 in Atlanta, Georgia, COVID willing? The SOLIDWORKS 2022 reveal bodes ill for the competition. SOLIDWORKS' relentless refinement must be frustrating for its competition. Every gain they make is noticed by keenly observant competitive analysis at SOLIDWORKS, which acts to fill in the product gap and announces it with the next release. There's no time to catch one's breath, much less pull ahead. With SOLIDWORKS 2022, the competition's plans to capture market share are delayed by yet another year. Time to dust off the official statements about coexistence to be read once again.